This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
Kia ora, ko Casey tōku ingoa. My name is Casey Hardendorp and I'm here with Box Oceania. And the day so far has been really amazing. It's sunny and it's beautiful. There's lots of people here and we're having an awesome time.
Box Oceania, what is that?
Box Oceania is a collective of people who are queer, trans, intersex, indigenous, people of colour who live and love beyond and over the rainbow.
How did it start?
Basically, it started from a group of wahine based in Wellington who noticed that the environment within the, I guess, the gay or the queer scene within Wellington was quite white-dominated. So the idea was that the group wanted to provide more events to be able to have a space where people of colour, and particularly Māori and Pacifica, but it's open to anyone who's a person of colour, could come together and, I guess, find a little bit of family, really, more than anything else. And so it started off with events such as Homosexual, Shirts and Skirts, which were fundraisers for other organisations, including for Samoa. And we, just held events and be able to build more of a profile for young people who are going through,
How hard is it to kind of get funding and get kind of resources?
I think it's hard for anyone at the moment to be able to get any kind of funding. A lot of it relies on fundraising, and I think that we're really lucky because we, you know, we do have a presence within the community. At the moment, we're fundraising. We've managed to do things like take vans of rangatahi of young people up to Hui up in Auckland, which we fundraised, or other organisations were able to help us out. So, yeah, if we need to find the money, there's a will, there's a way. But, yes, there's not that much out for anyone at the moment, I don't think. So it's not unique to us.
If you had all the money in the world, what would be the kind of things that you would be going for?
All of the money in the world? Well, I guess we'd be looking at redistributing that money. I think that the wrong people have all the resources and wealth at the moment, and we want to be saying, actually, we need to be taking care of our families and our people first and foremost. So it's really hard to say exactly what we would do with that. I think it would be about distributing it back and making sure that people can live and love exactly how they want to be doing, really. Yeah.
So is there quite a lot of hardship in rainbow communities at the moment?
I would say there is. I mean, I'm a youth worker and I work with young people mostly, and particularly young transgender people. It's very difficult to be able to live as people want to live. There's a lot of barriers in place for people being able to be as they are, basically. And particularly for our group in Box Oceania, we try to create a welcoming space because we acknowledge that a lot of the young people or the people that we work with, it's not just homophobia or transphobia, but it's also racism and it's colonisation that has had lasting impacts on our communities and is often unseen or invisibilised within kind of mainstream events. So we're here to kind of put that on the agenda where we can.
Why do you think it is kind of invisible at the moment for a lot of people?
That's a really, really big question. I think that, I mean, due to colonisation, I think that a lot of particularly Māori and Pacific voices are just not given a platform in the same way. We have inherited a lot of our structures and our ideas about gender and sexuality from a European perspective, and that absolutely works for a lot of people. That's really important. But also, we really want to be able to have the time and space to be able to say, actually, what does being gay, what does being trans, all of these things, these are English words that we've got. What does that framework look like for us of people of Te Moana Nui Akiwa of the Pacific? And often there's not as much time and space to devote to be able to doing that. So for English words, we have gay, trans, pansexual, bisexual, asexual, blah, blah, blah. And as a Māori, the main word that I know is takatāpui. And so, yes, it covers a lot of different things, but I think that, you know, first and foremost, we need to be providing a place for tangata whenua and people of the Pacific to be able to define ourselves and work out who we are, because we have been here for centuries, and it's really important.
And I guess using words like gay can actually be so exclusionary, can't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one of the things that I think a lot of rainbow communities, for lack of a better word, are focusing on a lot more at the moment. It's I think a lot of the time we have to band together under common terms, but also acknowledging, I guess, you know, the differences and the huge amount of specificness in those umbrella definitions, right? Yeah.
So just personally, what does today mean to you being out here?
I think it's really important that we're able to be here in a place that there are so many other people. I think as a young person, it's amazing to be able to be, it's an event that when you look around, there's so many people like us, which is really important. And also that it's okay for allies to come along and to support, and it's not, nobody has to self-identify at the gate of the park. It's just people to be able to come together and show some aroha, show some love to, towards each other and to the kaupapa. So I think it's really important. I think one of the other things is that, you know, I think as us as Māori and Pacific peoples, being able to have like a strong presence here is really meaningful as well. And it hasn't always been a really, really strong presence, and particularly with our rangatahi, our younger people, but we're excited to be doing that here today.
Just thinking 30 years' time, what's your kind of view of an ideal world? What what would you like New Zealand Aotearoa to be like?
I mean, to me personally, I think that, you know, we need to move to a different system that places people before profit. I think that's really central. And what has always happened is that people who are minorities, gay, trans, whoever is in a minority grouping is always at the bottom of the heap. And I'd like to see a world where we don't repeat those same mistakes. I'm sick of seeing the social hierarchy that places some people above others. And I'm sick of people actually still living in poverty. It shouldn't be so hard for transgender people to be able to find jobs. We shouldn't have had to have gone through all of this 30 years ago just to be able to, like, decriminalise our sexuality that we've always known about. It's always existed, you know. We've had these laws placed on us that are not right. So I think I'd like to see us move towards a genuinely more egalitarian society that, again, it's not about the profit, it's about the people, it's about tangata whenua, it's about tikanga, I think it's all of that. And when we can fight all of that together, we don't leave anyone behind anymore.